Hello, and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Mozart. This is a podcast designed to help young ones fall asleep. As a group of youth musicians, we are passionate about exposing others to classical music. Each episode, we will read a bedtime story, followed by a short excerpt of a calming selection of classical music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Today, I'll be reading All the Colors of the Rainbow. Jayla was princess of the mountains. She loved singing, climbing trees, and best of all, chasing rainbows. In fact, Jayla loved all the colors in the rainbow. Each one was special in its own unique way. As her mother always sang to her, red, orange, and yellow, green, blue, and purple too, on their own so very mellow, together a beautiful crew. On her 12th birthday, her mom sent her to visit her grandmother, Liz. Granny Liz was very old, very wise, and lived alone on the very highest peak on the entire mountain. It took a whole day to get to Granny Liz's house, but Jayla was determined. Jayla climbed and climbed and climbed until finally she saw a small hut. She went inside where her grandmother was waiting for her. Jayla, Granny Liz said, take a seat, my child. Do you know why you're here? Jayla shook her head. It's mountain tradition for the princess's grandmother to knit a garment of clothing on her 12th birthday in her favorite color. My mother did it for your mother, and one day your mother will do it for your daughter, and so on and so forth. Do you understand? Jayla nodded. She had grown up hearing stories about this tradition from her mother and knew this day would someday come. Grandma Liz pointed outside of the window, gesturing to the beautiful green trees surrounding their village. Come spring, all the flowers on our mountain will bloom with the chosen color. Each color has a special meaning and will determine our village's fortune for years to come. It is extremely important. Jada's eyes widened. I've decided to knit you a skirt this year, Grandma Liz continued. What color skirt would you like to have, child? Think carefully, for this color will seal our village's fate until the next one is picked. Jayla gulped. She knew this decision was important, but there was one small problem. Jayla took a deep breath, looked deep inside of herself, and mustered up the courage to ask, Grandma Liz, how could I possibly pick just one? I love all the colors in the rainbow. Red is fiery and confident, like the perpetual flames of the sun in the sky. It's bold and loud and gives me the courage to speak up and say my truth. Red is the color of love, luck, and passion. When I wear red, I feel like I'm on top of the world. Orange makes me feel warm, cozy, and comfortable, like I'm basking in the warm sun on a slow summer's day. It makes me think of orange juice for breakfast and the sweet stickiness of a melting orange popsicle in the heat. When I wear orange, I feel like I'm right at home. Yellow is pure, unfiltered, unbridled fun. Yellow makes me think of running through a beautiful field of sunflowers, shouting with joy at the top of my lungs. Yellow makes me want to be a kid forever and ever. When I wear yellow, I feel like I'm the happiest girl in the world. Green reminds me to take a pause, to take a step to breathe and smell the flowers. It makes me more thoughtful and mindful of my surroundings. The earth, nature, everything around us that sustains the beautiful life in this world is green. When I wear green, I become a better person. Blue is calm, elegant, and poised. It is quiet but strong, forgiving but firm. Blue is the color of powerful ocean waves, as well as the serene blue sky that surrounds us every day of our lives. Blue is the color of life-giving, thirst-quenching water. When I wear blue, I feel in control. Purple gives me wisdom. It is the color of royalty and nobility of old, embodying the luxurious, ambitious, and wealthy. It is a dignified color, weaved into rich robes, draped over the ancients, and imbued in the sweet wine and grapes they dined on. When I wear purple, I feel like a true princess. And that is why, Jada finished, I can't possibly choose a favorite color, Grandma Liz. Grandma Liz sat and thought. Jada, I wish I could help you, she said finally, but tradition is tradition. You can't possibly expect me to throw away 400 years of mountain culture. I'm sorry, Jada. Come back here next week to tell me your favorite color, or I will be forced to make the choice for you. Jada's eyes welled up with tears as she fled Grandma Liz's hut. This wasn't fair. She knew her grandmother meant well, but how could she be so mean? Grandma Liz sighed and looked outside over the mountain village as the rain cleared. I'm doing the right thing, aren't I? She muttered, wringing her hands worriedly. And all of a sudden, Grandma Liz's eyes widened as she saw it. A rainbow! Grandma Liz gasped. I've been a fool, she cried. This changes everything. 1 week later, Jada returned to the foot of the highest peak on the mountain. She began her journey solemnly. As she climbed and climbed and climbed, she thought and thought and thought very carefully. By the time she reached the top, Jada knew what she had to do, but she didn't like it one bit. Grandma Liz, Jada shouted, I've chosen my color. She opened the door to her grandmother's hut. Come in, child, Grandmother Liz's voice said. Grandma Liz, I've chosen. Jada suddenly stopped short. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. Jada, the mountains have spoken to me, Grandma Liz announced. Behold, your skirt, she cried, revealing the most beautiful garment Jada had ever seen. It was gorgeously hand-sewn and adorned with all the colors of the rainbow. It was better than anything Jada could have ever imagined. It was perfect. Thank you, Grandma Liz, Jada sobbed, her eyes filling with tears. She ran to her grandmother and hugged her tightly. This was a moment Jada would never forget. 3 months later. Sure enough, when spring finally came, all the flowers on the mountain bloomed every color of the rainbow. The end. Thanks for listening. Be sure to remember to follow so you never miss an episode. Now, you'll be hearing the Saint-Saëns Concerto, Movement 1, performed by Alicia Lee. Good night.